Shalom, אנחנו לומדים את המאמר.
Hello, we are reading from the article according to what is explained concerning love thy friend as thyself. Rabash article from volume 1, page 19 in the Hebrew edition. Also in Kabbalah group, that info in the Arvut system. You can also ask questions live through these websites, and anyone asking in the study hall, please get up, hold the mic close to your mouth and speak loudly and clearly. Rabash, according to what is explained concerning love thy friend as thyself. According to what is explained concerning love thy friend as thyself, all the details of the 612 mitzvot are contained in this rule. It is, as our sages said, the rest is its commentary. Go study. This means that by keeping the 612 mitzvot, we'll be rewarded with the rule, love thy friend, and following that, the love of God. Thus, what does love of friends give us? It is written that by gathering a few friends together, since they each have but a small force of love of others, meaning they can carry out the love of others only potentially, well, when they implement it, they remember that they have decided to relinquish self-love in favor of love of others. But in fact, one sees that he cannot relinquish any pleasure of the will to receive in favor of another, not even a bit. However, by assembling a few people who agree that they have to achieve the love of others, when they annul themselves before one another, they are all intermingled. Thus, in each person there accumulates a great force according to the size of the association. And then each can execute the love of others in actual fun.
So
what do the details of the 612 mitzvot give us, which we said are in order to keep the rule, since the rule is kept by love of friends? And we see that in reality there is love of friends among the secular too. They too gather in various circles in order to have love of friends. What then is the difference between religious and secular? The verse says, nor sat in the seat of the scornful. We must understand the prohibition of the seat of the scornful. If he slanders or speaks idle words, then the prohibition is not because of a seat of scornful. So what does the seat of the scornful give us? Actually, the meaning is that when a few people come together for the purpose of love of friends, with the intention that each and every one will help his friend improve his corporeal state, each anticipates that by having more meetings, they will profit from society and improve their corporeal state.
ולאחר כל הישיבות, כל אחד עושה חשבונות.
However, after all the meetings, everyone calculates and sees how much they have received from this association for the self-love. what the will to receive has gained by it. Since they invested time and effort to benefit society. So what have they gained by it? One should probably, could probably succeed if engaged in self-benefit, at least a part of his own efforts. But I entered the association because I thought that through it, I would be able to gain more than I could gain alone. But now I see that I have gained nothing.
Then
one regrets and says, I would be better off using my own little strength instead of giving my time to society. However, now that I have given my time to society in order to gain more properties through help from the society, I finally realized that not only did I not gain anything from society, I even lost what I could have gained alone. When someone wishes to say that love of friends should be engaged in for the purpose of bestowal, that everyone should work to benefit others, everyone laughs and mocks him. It seems to them like a kind of joke. And this is the seat of seculars. It is said about it, but sin is a reproach to any people. And every grace they do for themselves. Such a society detaches one from holiness and casts him into the world of mockery. This is the prohibition of the seat of the scornful. The sages said about such societies, disperse the wicked, better for them, better for the world. In other words, it is better that they do not exist. However, in the, it is opposite with the righteous. Assemble the righteous, better for them and better for the world. What is the meaning of righteous? It is those who want to keep the rule, love thy friend as yourself. Their sole intention is to exit self-love and assume a different nature of love of others. And although it is a mitzvah, a commandment that should be kept, and that one can force oneself to keep, love is still something that is given to the heart. And the heart disagrees with it by nature. What then can one do to make love of others touch the heart? This is why we were given the 612 mitzvot, day of. You have the power to induce a sensation in the heart. However, since it is against nature, that sensation is too small to have the ability to keep love of friends de facto, even though one has a need for it. Hence now he must seek advice on how to actually implement it. And the advice for one to be able to increase his strength in the rule, love thy friend, is by love of friends. If everyone is nullified before his friend and mingles with him, they become one mass where all the little parts that want the love of others unite in a collective force that consists of many parts. And when one has great strength, he can execute the love of others. And And then, when one has great strength, he can execute love of others. And then he can achieve the love of God. But the condition is that each will annul before the other. However, when he is separated from his friend, he cannot receive the share he should receive from his friend. Thus, everyone should say that he is nothing compared to his friend. It is like writing numbers. If you first write 1 and then 0, it is 10 times more. And when you write 2 zeros, it is 100 times more. In other words, if his friend is number 1 and the 0 follows it, it is considered that 1 receives from his friend 10 times more. And if he says that he is double 0 compared to his friend, he receives from his friend 100 times more. However, if it is to the contrary, and he says that his friend is 0 and he is 1, then he is 10 times less than his friend, 0.1. And if he can say that he is 1 and he has 2 friends who are both zeros compared to him, then he is considered 100 times less than 0. Meaning he is 0.01. Thus, his degree lessens according to the number of zeros he has from his friends. Yet, even once he acquires that strength and he can keep the love of others in actual fact and feels his own gratification is bad for him, still do not believe in yourself. There must be spiritual fear of falling into self-love in the middle of the work. In other words, should one be given a greater pleasure than he is used to receiving, although he can already work in order to bestow with small pleasures and is willing to relinquish them, he lives in fear of great pleasures. This is called fear, and this is the gate to receive the light of faith called the inspiration of the Shechina. As it is written in the Sulam commentary, by the measure of fear is the measure of faith. Hence, we must remember that the matter of love thy friend as thyself should be kept because it is a mitzvah. Since the Creator commanded to engage in love of friends. Rabbi Akiva only speaks only interprets this mitzvah that the Creator commanded and intended to make this mitzvah into a rule by which to be able to keep all the mitzvot because of the commandment of the Creator and not because of self-benefit. In other words, it is not that the mitzvot should expand our will to receive, meaning that by keeping the mitzvot we would be generously rewarded. Quite the contrary, by keeping the mitzvot we will reach the reward of being able to annul self-love and achieve the love of others and subsequently the Lord, the love of God. Now we can understand what our sages said about the verse, Vesamtem, placed them. It comes from the word sam, potion, as well as placed. If granted, it is a potion of life. If not granted, it is a potion of death. Not granted means that one engages in Torah and mitzvot to multiply self-love, so the body would acquire possessions in return for its work. If granted, one's self-love is nullified and he aims to receive a reward that is the strength for love of others.
That
his only wish will be to give contentment to the Creator.
Ma'amar nifla.
A wonderful article.
Ken.
Yeah.
No. Shilot.
Questions?
Ken Dodi.
Yeah, Dodi.
How
in practice to make himself zero relative to the friends?
Practically, everyone sees what he has before him, what opportunities. But you see that it's an obligation.
It's
necessary. It's not that you will just be like some mop. Rather, to do everything in order to help others.
Zero relative to what?
You need to help in all your opportunities to connect, to attain the goal of creation. What does he want? The goal of creation. So, you need, with all your power, to see in what you can assist him.
This means making a friend into one, to grow him?
Yes, yes.
And what does it mean to make myself a zero? What is this action?
That you operate in this direction. That you operate in this direction. Is that all? There was back there Tzvika.
בוקר טוב רב, בוקר טוב חברים.
בוקר אור.
יש פה עניין, הוא אומר, אבל האהבה זה דבר המסיר ללב, אבל הלב מצד
הטבע. Right here, that love is a matter.
He says, love is a matter of the heart, but his nature disagrees. So what can the person do? So the love of others will come to his heart, and the heart disagrees, and we disagree, and you have an inner problem, you disagree. And then what Dodi said here, you need to annul before the friend and become a zero. How can you do it when you have no inclination to love anyone?
To
hear again and again and again.
I can't stand anyone. I cannot stand them.
Those are big high levels. I don't think you're in it yet.
I gotta reach such a state
that you care what's happening between you and the friend. That when you say, I can't stand him, that's something.
No, here word, there word, you say, what's up with him? I speak good, nice to him, and he speaks back like this. See that they don't love you, and you keep trying, and even when you become a zero, they don't relate to you.
First of all, you're just saying it for no reason. I know that people very much love and appreciate you.
Me?
Yeah, why do you think not?
Why do you think so?
I see it with my eyes. I don't need to hear it.
Really?
Yeah.
In the 10?
And how would you feel it differently than what you're saying?
What do you mean?
You feel that they look down at you. If they would respect you, how do you think you would feel it?
Oh, they take my seat. Sit down, Tzvika. They give me books. They give me instant coffee, not black coffee. They would care about me. They know I don't like the black coffee. Nobody's running to get me this coffee. Just an example. Look, when I love someone, I'm going to run for him.
I'll tell you what, instant coffee we don't have because we continue Rabash's way. They didn't have such a thing, instant coffee. All those old people, when I got to them, They didn't know what the instant coffee is.
The question I was asked is, how can I truly annul myself before a friend, even when I can't stand him? How do you do it?
But why can't you stand him?
He's telling me ugly words.
Meaning the Creator arranges already for you such feelings, attitudes towards such friends that you hate them. It's very good. Meaning He's giving you already a unique degree with what to begin. Love of friends.
I want to ask you, you spoke about the study at Rabash's. Did you really reveal this hate for between the friends, even though you were not that many people? You revealed hate?
Well, hate was barely revealed.
What did you have there?
Apathy.
People annulled, try to be zero.
I'd say neutral, like there's a gap between everyone.
So how can we advance? You keep saying
we need to advance upon this to get closer, nearer.
When you discover you can't stand him, you can advance. So the only thing you can do is annul yourself, and then what? I annul myself, and then what?
And then to feel that you are truly advancing in this, that you're getting closer and closer and closer to Him. That you understand, and as much as you will pass this border between you, and you will try to incorporate in Him, and Him in you, then by this, you will feel in your participation some new force.
That's the whole story. Overcome this desire.
To overcome the repulsion, the rejection.
Thank you.
The rejection is the force that the Creator made. And we need to overcome it. And that, then to the extent that we overcome, we begin to feel two as one. In a bit. And then out of this, already we begin to reach spiritual sensations. All right?
Ken Yaakov.
Yes, Yaakov.
How does the system work to understand that the more mitzvot, the more commandments a person does, his self-love will go down and his love for the others, for the Creator, will grow as a result of certain actions?
No.
First of all, don't ask me about the entire system. I don't want to yet speak about that. We need together to open it up out of our experience, of our actions. What we do need is to understand that only in coming closer between us do we attain that same state that is revealed, that the force of connection is revealed among us. And within the force of connection, the Creator is revealed. And that's how we advance.
What shrinks self-love?
Self-love never shrinks. All who is greater than his friend, his ego is greater than him. And we, upon this self-love, we need to be in love of others, the mutual love between us. And then all our force of ascent is the evil force. Even more and more and more, that I love myself and hate the other and reject them and rise above this rejection, this repulsion, to love. And love covers all crimes. That's actually the rule.
So when a person discovers how important he is to himself all the time, what is the action he should take right now?
That he is important to himself? Now his action is to make the effort to take one step towards the friend in order to be closer to him. Yes.
And then he discovers that even more that he enters inward.
That's called love covers all crimes. That the more we will advance, we will also discover more, even more crimes.
How can I help a friend reveal? Reveal what's bothering him. Each one should help his friend.
Just show him that there is nothing more important, nothing greater than connection. Give an example. Yes.
In the last paragraph, he says, "Samtem" from the word "sam." Granted, it is a portion of life. Not granted, it's a portion of death. And he continues, if he is rewarded, then his self-love is annulled, nullified, and he aims to receive a reward that is the strength for love of others. By this, he will reach the love of the Creator, that his only wish will be to give contentment to the Creator. I wanted to ask about going for after love of friends, but the aim and the passion is for love of the Creator. I notice that oftentimes I exert in the 10 and actions, but it's not organized properly that the intention behind it is love of the Creator. I engage in love of friends because I need to, because we learned that somehow beyond it you reach love of the Creator. Question about this, to make it more precisely look at it, what is the flaw in it?
You think that by this that you engage in love of friends, you reach love of the Creator?
I understand this is what I need to think. But in practice, I find that I'm not always thinking about it.
So why are you engaging in love of friends?
Because I got used to it, and some in the back of my mind, I know that this is how you get to that goal, but it's not before my eyes. The Creator is not the goal in each and every moment.
And that's the problem. If the Creator is not the goal, then what's the benefit of the actions?
That's the question.
Meaning that we need, first of all, to increase the goal, to enlarge the goal. And then from the goal, that it should be the most important of all. Then we will get into realization. And realization is in connection between us.
Friends speak of it, meaning in the 10, they always say that this is the goal. The friends remind me of it. But I see that in me, it's not always revealed as the goal.
That's correct. That's how it is for everyone. That's how it is for everyone. And then we need to talk about that. We have no other goal besides to reach adhesion with the Creator.
Is this something I need to look for? If I see that the goal is not precisely held within me, it should keep me restless?
Yes.
Thank you.
There
was someone else back there. Yep.
There is a promise from the Creator
that when
a person tries to love the friend, he shouldn't should be harmed by it, because the will to receive always preserves itself. But if I nullify myself before the friend, there's a subconscious concern that the friend will take advantage of it. You seemingly take your guard down when you do such a thing relative to a friend.
Okay, so?
So at least mentally, intellectually, acquire such a promise that there's no need to worry about anything. That the Creator will accompany this action. Because the will to receive thinks of itself. Well, I'm just going to lower myself toward the friends. And not myself. It's going to take advantage of it somehow.
I don't understand your connection to begin with, your question to begin with. What do you want?
I want to overcome and come closer to the friend, but receive this guarantee that it will not harm me. I'm not going to lose anything from that. Is there such a thing?
No.
But yes.
I can't get closer to somebody and be afraid that it's going to harm me. I can't. There's no such thing.
That fear is there from the get-go.
Then it belongs to the Creator. Does it belong to the friend or me?
What does it mean?
I need to have confidence in the action of the Creator, that this action will be correct with respect to me, and that's it.
Meaning even in the end, if there's some harm,
there's no harm in this. How can you understand that it's a harm or not?
The ego feels it's being harmed.
Yeah, so that's what the ego feels.
No.
So don't consider its feelings.
No.
Ken.
Yes.
What does it mean to keep the commandment of love forcefully, love of friends forcefully?
That we make the effort, each one, and himself, to enlarge the attitude to the others in love.
When we gather, we get the strength from one another by annulling before one another.
Right.
How important is that annulment that we do before one another? How significant it is to acquire the vessel of love of friends?
Well, very important. I don't know how to measure it, but it's very, very important.
You told Tzvika, if you reach hate, it's a very high degree. Why? We really need to reach a state where we feel how much we hate in order to reach greater love of friends.
The more we will advance, we will feel both connection and hate. These two, both these poles will be standing out more and more.
So this is part of our work. We grow and we...
Yes.
Yes, thank you. He speaks in the article, he says that with everything there is, I have to have the fear that I might fall.
Let's say,
how do we come to this fear?
What is it called to fall?
I don't know, come out of the path, wallow in self-love.
Need to make the effort to be tied to the friends to such an extent that it will protect me. If I begin some spiritual action, I don't know what it is and where it will end. But if I'm tied to the friends, if I'm truly in them, within them, then it protects me in some manner. And thus, that's how we need to constantly protect ourselves, keep ourselves, to be constantly in connection with Ten, say the group, and to be in the center.
We do all of that, but I don't feel that fear that every moment, if I don't engage in love of friends, I might fall.
But according to what we learn, in each and every action, we first of all need to see ourselves as in the society, in the love of friends, within this action that we're increasing the connection between us, meaning the love, to such an extent that this love becomes a vessel for the revelation of the Creator, our connection with the Creator.
In order to keep the commandment, you need the one who commands it be greater than the one who's keeping the commandment.
Right.
Now, the one gives the commandment could be the Creator, or it could be the reward that I work for which I work.
Yes.
About the commandment, this equation is clear, but in order to to check what is my intention, the reward of the Creator, what helps me here overcome so the Creator will be my reward?
In order that the Creator
will be the one who commands it and not the reward.
How can I do that? That's by the friends. That I receive such an impression from the friends that what they are doing all the actions because the Creator is great in their eyes.
So the criticism of the friends comes from the friends at the expense of the reward.
Yes.
What do you do when there's a conflict? Should I end now before the friends or before the goal? The friend said, let's meet to play basketball, to ride on a bicycle, and instead of being with them, I can invest in reading an article, studying, disseminating. So I am now before the little child's play or the goal?
What an interesting society you have.
No, sometimes they say, let's meet for a bicycle ride in the mountains, for example.
Usually that doesn't bother.
But my time is limited. I want to choose either to read an article or to ride a bicycle.
Choose.
So I'm now before the goal or before the friends. I don't want to hurt them, insult them, they'll hate me.
I don't know. Can't choose here. You check according to your state. Why are your questions so not straight? Yeah, I know, your life is like that.
Again.
Twisted. Yes.
He writes, if each one is incorporated and annulled before his friend, they become one mass. The question is, when can we make this action of incorporation and annulment? This can be in the gathering of friends, but how do you do it beyond it, if at all?
Again?
Again, it says, if everyone is incorporated in annulled before his friend, they become a single mass. The question is, when do we do that action of incorporation, mingling? Does it happen only in the gathering of friends, or it can happen throughout the day?
Nobody knows when. Rather, if we yearn to it sometime, then it occurs.
If I understood you correctly, you said earlier that in each action that I do, I have to think of love of friends.
Right.
How do I do it? Now a certain desire is revealed in me. I work according to how much is possible. But in that desire, in this action, I'm thinking first of love of friends, then of the Creator. How do I make it more precise, this work?
You first of all think always about the Creator and love of friends as a means to reach love and connection with the Creator.
And then, based on this sentence, if everyone is nullified before his friend and mingles with him, they become one mass with a great power. So every friend needs to put in a little something, and the ten has to ensure this happens.
Yes, of course, that everyone shall connect and join this action to be tied to one another and reveal the connection in which the Creator will be revealed in them.
And how, as a ten, can we check it? We're doing it, that it's happening. How do we check it?
Only over time. That you are going as such together and making the effort to be together. That's it, great. Okay, more.
Boker Tov. Rav, איך לא להגיע לאדישות, אפילו
how not to reach indifference, even when there's hate and friction, because I understand indifference is the most severe thing.
Right.
Because sometimes there's friction with a friend and you just want to get rid of them. But on the other hand, because of the friction, you constantly think about them. That's one thing. What I thought is that there's this line here that says, but in the righteous, it's the difference. Gather them, it's good for them, good for the world.
And
if we're holding on to it as a society, that then, and we come with that. First of all, we have fear because we have the fear of
our
influence on the world, our responsibility.
Right.
So how not to fall into indifference, that it's, that hate is preferable to indifference?
No, we don't do like that and think like that, because we can truly be greatly mistaken in that. We need connection to come nearer, and we don't let up on that. We don't let up on that. Don't concede it. There's no such thing that we can get farther just to not feel the gap between us, the distance between us. No, that's forbidden.
Itzik, ma.
Thank you.
Yes, Itzik.
He writes in the article that they have to make of oneself zero toward the friends.
Right.
Then he says you have to make yourself zero twice.
Even 1,000, what's the importance?
Well, zero is an absolute thing. What can be less than zero? What does it mean to make yourself zero, double zero? What does it mean to annul twice?
How much distance is there between you and the friend? In this, that he is more successful, better, stronger, more drawn to the goal, and so on. That's how you measure.
So against every quality of his?
And I can't really say like that, and every quality, and what. But you measure. You understand more or less that, and this is better, and that is better, and this. And that's how I am, like, at the end, after everyone. That's how it is, on one hand. But that's, because that's better, because if I annul towards them, then I am drawn after them. I am carried along with them.
But exactly on this, the beginning of the lesson, Dudi asked you, what does it mean to make yourself a zero before the friend? You told
right.
him, it means to help him attain the purpose of creation. Do everything to help him.
Okay.
Now Itzik asked, and he said, see him as successful, as great, as wise. What's the connection between these two?
I don't know what you're saying. What is successful, great?
You just told Itzik to make myself a zero before the friend. To see the friend is more successful than me, wiser than me, more bestowing than me, and so on. And to Dudi, you said, I heard him, you say that to make yourself a zero before the friend means to help him in everything so he would attain the action of creation.
No.
It's an action, it's not a determination.
No, I'm asking how to connect these two. You have to have both simultaneously?
It can be two different people, different times. No. Don't tie these things.
No, when I see that Rabash is giving me an advice, well, I have to make myself a zero before the friends. I will not realize his actualize his advice.
Right.
So in the 10, I have to work with these two forms. Yes, both?
Can
maybe find a few more? Yeah. Well, what can we say? Look, how else can you do in order to show yourself that you're a zero with respect to the friends? It will help you to ascend. Yes. You don't understand that as much as you will try to do it, you will get actions better than anything I can tell you in all our lessons. Try practically, actively.
Rabash writes the example where he makes himself a zero, and it's considered that he's receiving from his friends 10 times more, and if he's a double zero, he receives from his friend 100 times more. We are not to receive, but to bestow. This example sounds like he's receiving more. What should I tell myself so that this example will not...
To the extent that you will feel yourself lesser than the friend, you can receive from him more light, receive more from the Creator through him.
I'm receiving from the Creator through the friend.
Of course, it's always from the Creator.
Okay, Kiev 1.
I have thoughts about myself. How do I turn myself into a zero toward the friends, toward life? I cancel the thoughts in my head and I think of the friends.
You are all entirely, all of you, invested, engaged only in this, in helping the friends to advance to correction. That's what you want to do. That's what you want to be in.
Я предположим в какой-то момент меня получилось на сейчас аннулировать мысли о себе.
Let's say that at some moment I was able to cancel my thoughts about myself and think of the friend and ask for them. What does it mean that I add another zero to this?
It's not important. Leave all these zeros. That's not important. You'll learn to count them afterwards. What's now important for you is that you help them in everything possible. In everything that you reveal that you can support them, to help them, do that. All right.
Интересный фокус, что просто когда ты читаешь статью, то кажется, что ты как бы с собой работаешь, чтобы аннулировать себя.
When you read the article, it sounds like as if you're working with yourself in order to annul yourself. But here what's important is the help of the friends. Not that I simply annul myself, but I help the friends. Is this the essence of it, the helping of the friends?
Yes. Ita 4.
Бокер тов, Рав. Тода. Еш хавер ше...
Good morning, Rav. Thank you. There's a friend who is in a descent. And he told me, I don't need a society, I need to cleave to Rav with everything that's happening in my life. The question is, how do I reinforce, how do I convince this friend in order to help him out? Because I feel like I feel this torment in my heart.
We need to talk with him. We need to explain that alone we cannot. A person doesn't take himself out of the pit from the prison. He needs the society to help him, to escape from there, to save him. It's written in many places. And thus, just to sit and eat oneself up, it's not going to help. One must be in the society and to annul towards them that so that they will take him out of that pit.
No. Beseder.
All right.
Itavan.
Caro Rav, nella decina ognuno dovrebbe dare il meglio di sé. Perché invece Rabash ci dice di annullarci?
In the ten, each one has to give his best, all his might. Why does Rabash say we need to annul? Wouldn't be preferable to decide to use the qualities and the gifts the Creator gave him?
Repeat,
please.
Nella decina ognuno dovrebbe dare il meglio.
In the ten, each one needs to give his best. But Rabash tells us that we need to annul.
Per la società, che ognuno sviluppasse I doni che il Creatore gli ha dato.
Wouldn't it be better for society if each one used the gift the Creator gave him?
Of course, that we need to add all the good things, to gather them, and to conceal in this all the bad things, in order to not bother the friends. And that's how all of us help one another, how to exit this pit. Of course, that's how we do it.
Yesh lanu tzafon hayom.
We have Tzafon today. Tzafon one.
Boker tov, Rav. Shela shealta basiria. Ze kshanach omrim me'avat azulat le'avat Hashem. Ze omer she'achre avat azulat yesh od avoda kede lagi le'avat Hashem.
When we say from love of others to love of the Creator, there's additional work to reach that. Rav, no. Love of others ends in love of the Creator.
Sacha kol haderech lo arukah.
Ultimately, the path is not long. Maybe it seems to us confusing right now, but it's rather simple. Just to rise above our ego.
Turkey 2.
How a person whose nature is entirely the will to receive and he cannot love anyone else because if it's not for his own personal interest, how can such a person suddenly reach love of others?
By the light that reforms, the upper light illuminates, and on what he illuminates, you love, and whatever he doesn't illuminate, you reject it from there, feel repulsed. It all depends on the upper light. And all our work is how we aim the upper light on us, so that we'll have a tendency to correct actions.
Belarus.
Вопрос от десятки. Как отличить состояние равнодушия от пассивной отмены?
Question from the ten. How to distinguish between a state of indifference and passive annulment?
And
passive annulment. How do we distinguish between a state of indifference and active annulment?
I don't know if we can see it on the outside, but inside a person does need to investigate this and see what to do.
With
the indifference, despair, lack of forces, I think that the main thing for him is to hold on, grasp on to the society, and in each and every state that he should have only fear not to get farther from them, not to get distant from the society. Because if he exits the control of the society, the forces with which the society can influence him, then he is lost. Because the Creator operates within the society. To the extent that the friends think upon one another, the Creator is in them, and they succeed.
Woman Mach 56.
Woman Mach 56.
Доброе утро, дорогой Рав, дорогой Клим. У меня вам такой вопрос.
Morning, dear Rav.
Знаете, я обратила внимание, что я отношусь к нашему общему клип десятки.
My question is, I noticed that I relate to our common vessel in the tent separately and then separately to each one of the friends. And my love for the mutual vessel is like of a mother to her child. Is this a good attitude?
Let it be like this for the meantime.
Понимаете, в тот момент, когда
another question, if possible.
The
moment one of the friends seems to me is harming the common vessel, I begin to be protective of it, and the love for the friend disappears. What to do?
To rise even higher, think that they're all your children.
Not, it's not that they're mothers of this vessel, but that they're all my children.
Components of this kli.
Thank you.
Holland.
Good morning, dear Raf.
Morning.
What does it mean in the article that the measure of fear is the measure of faith?
Because truly, the fear is at the foundation of the vessel. And above the fear already is the faith. The faith is already much higher.
Yeah, what does it mean that fear is the basis of the Shechina?
Well, that's how Kabbalists revealed that according to the fear, give it such a connection between the vessels that in them the Creator can dress, can clothe in His appearance, that as such as the force of faith. Latin 2.
Gracias, Rav. Pregunta de un amigo. ¿Por qué si el método solo exige cambiar de lugar la importancia hacia los amigos, se insiste repetidamente en hablar del amor?
Why is the method based on changing the importance of friends and not talking about love, which is something that's easy to attain and easily confuses everyone, and that importance is much more realistic and it can be applied daily? So why do we focus on love of friends and not working on simply raising the importance of the friends?
Because the love also includes importance. If I love someone, he is important in my eyes.
Kiev 3.
Здравствуйте. Скажите, пожалуйста, за что любить товарищей? За то, что они приводят меня к Творцу, или за что-то еще?
For what do I need to love the friends? For the fact that they bring me to the Creator or something else?
Only that is enough. That without them, I cannot attain contact with the Creator, and only through them I can do it. Already on this, I love them.
А вот в нашем объединении, когда мы объединяемся, сближаемся, оправдываем друг друга,
connection between us, when we connect, when we come closer, when we justify one another, when we feel this proximity,
как раскрывается вот.
What else do we need to feel in this connection? How do you transfer that emotion from love of friends to love of the Creator?
אנחנו צריכים פשוט ללכת וזהו.
We need to simply go forward, and that's it. And each time we will see how the Creator is leading us, more and more.
Ну, я все время себя спрашиваю, что, ну, то есть, я, допустим, человек оправдывает товарищей в работе, вот, ставит товарищей.
Let's say that a friend justifies his friends in the work. They position them as one and him as a zero toward them. And he's got a similar feeling to the Creator and gratitude that the Creator truly showers us with gifts every day. And this is the path where, that he rewarded us. You cannot imagine it. You can never thank him for that. Why all these feelings? Why is that not considered love of the Creator to some extent?
Почему все эти чувства, что мы испытываем, они не называются любовью?
I don't understand. Why are all these sensations we feel not called love?
Чтобы он с нами не делал, мы...
Yeah, the fact that we justify the friends or justify the Creator, whatever he does, we justify him, feel great gratitude. Is that not considered love? Why is it not considered love?
Afterwards, it changes to love. All right. These are questions that are not to the point.
Woman Moscow.
Woman Moscow.
Здравствуйте, дорогой Рав, драгоценная группа. Скажите,
можно ли
расценивать ненависть и отторжение, которое раскрывается наградой за действия по
объединению? Reward for our actions in connection. Because only from this state can you pray to the Creator.
Мы можем обращать наказание в награду.
We can turn the punishment into reward.
Мак 62.
It depends on how we ask. Woman Mak 62.
Доброе утро, мировая десятка.
Morning, dear teacher.
Вот у нас такой вопрос.
World 10.
Мы вчера проводили семинар вечером в группе и
выяснили,
что некоторые
had a workshop in the 10.
Подруги, они, ну, как бы боятся, имеют страх потерять полностью, отказаться от желания получения.
That we said how some of the friends are afraid of giving up their will to receive. But the question is, how to help those friends not to despair? Only working with the will to receive, you will not receive anything.
We
still need to learn very much, read very much, read articles really constantly. I really have nothing more to add.
Ken.
You need to start learning. Yeah.
תודה רב. בסוף המאמר הוא כותב על העניין של השחייה.
In the end there, he writes about being rewarded. But we know our work in love of friends is in coercion. I can't do things because the body will always resist. How do I turn this coercion to a commandment for which I will later be able to be rewarded with love of the Creator?
Continue and see where it will bring you from one to another.
The question is there something about the person's exertion that he, you know, he has to practically do more of it, but all that at the end everything comes through the prayer. You pray and then
you want to understand how the light influences us and how it changes us. So you can't understand everything. You're told that by this and this and that, this is how you go from side to side to side. But how exactly it's done, don't investigate that too much because you won't understand.
So, what does it mean that there's a possibility he will not be rewarded? A person can work and not be rewarded.
Why? If he does everything as it's written, he will be rewarded.
It's obligatory.
Yes. The Kabbalists write to us about absolute actions.
All
right, Niv, what's next?
מאמר מצווה אחת.
The shadow often shakens, but then the heart awakens. It yearns and grows and longs to be concealed beneath your wings. Et la lumière coule du jardin d'Eden, y fend le cœur de pierre. Comme de l'eau douce, goutte à goutte, illumine les barrières. ואין מקום פנוי ממך, כולנו ניצבים מולך, נפעיל את השלהבת ביראה ובשמחה. ואין מקום פנוי ממך, כולנו ניצבים מולך, נפעיל את השלהבת ביראה ובשמחה. Стрела пронзает сердце, тьма уступает место, и света луч благим теплом растапливает лед. Эхада не йодеа, камера хок шобеа, цвата и маалот вила, азака ахава. כולנו ניצבים מולך, נבהיר את השלהבת ביראה ובשמחה. ואין מקום פנוי ממך, כולנו ניצבים מולך, נבהיר את השלהבת ביראה ובשמחה. ואין מקום פנוי ממך, כולנו ניצבים מולך, נבהיר את השלהבת ביראה ובשמחה. ואין מקום פנוי ממך, כולנו ניצבים מולך, נבהיר את השלהבת.